Title: Biden's American Rescue Plan Follows Trend Toward Outpatient Setting, Increase in ASC Investment. Content: The Biden Administration's American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, H.R. 1319, the Act, could present an opportunity for the growth of utilization of ambulatory surgery centers, ASCs, continuing the trend of migration of inpatient procedures to the outpatient setting. This shift toward the outpatient setting initially began prior to the COVID-19 public health emergency, but was accelerated by the pandemic's effect on hospitals, likely continuing the substantial increase in investment in the ASC marketplace. A growing shift toward outpatient/ASC settings, as discussed in a May 11, 2020 blog post, in recent years and prior to COVID-19, there has been a shift of inpatient procedures to outpatient or ambulatory settings. Market research suggests that the ASC market is projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 6% between 2018 and 2023, reaching about $36 billion by 2023. 1. Certain fundamental and interrelated market changes have created this recent institutional trend. First, innovation and technology, such as new developments in anesthesia, pain control, and minimally invasive surgical procedures, have enabled greater use of ASCs over the more traditional hospital setting. Second, ASCs are appealing from a cost-saving perspective from the consumer, payer, and owner vantage points. 2. Studies show that ASCs offer consistently lower costs than hospitals, providing strong incentives for patients to shift their site of care. 3. Further, the growth of at-risk contracts and value-based care has created new incentives for payers and providers to find the lowest-cost sites of care. Procedures for surgical services provided at an ASC are reimbursed at a much lower rate. Based upon differences in the Medicare conversion factor as applied to the Medicare reimbursement rates for hospital outpatient departments and ASCs, in 2019, Medicare paid ASCs 59% of the rate it would have paid to a hospital outpatient department for many of the same procedures. 4. Private payers negotiate their own reimbursement rates, but ASCs still often end up with lower reimbursement rates. This is likely, at least in part, because ASCs, which are generally smaller-scale physician-owned enterprises, tend to have less leverage in negotiating rates than hospital outpatient departments, which are connected to a whole system of healthcare providers that the payer may be interested in adding to its network. 5. Finally, as potential equity holders in ASCs, physicians have both the incentive and opportunity to channel their patients to procedures outside of the hospital. 6. In an analysis of 2014 commercial medical claims data conducted by Ambulatory Surgery Center Association, Healthcare Bluebook, and HealthSmart, found that healthcare costs in the United States have been reduced by $38 billion per year due to outpatient procedures being performed at ASCs as opposed to hospitals. 7. An estimated $55 billion could be saved annually by redirecting additional procedures from hospital outpatient departments to ASCs. Given the potential savings, while only 48% of common ASC procedures are currently performed at ASCs as opposed to hospital outpatient departments, by the mid-2020s, ASCs are expected to perform 68% of orthopedic surgeries. 8. COVID-19's acceleration effect on the shift toward utilization of ASCs. Although ASCs suffered during the COVID-19 crisis, the pandemic also set ASCs up for significant expansion in a post-pandemic world. During the initial months of COVID-19, 100% of ASCs stopped performing all elective surgeries, 73% stopped performing semi-elective surgeries, and 33% stopped performing non-elective surgeries. 9. However, after the initial freeze of ASC operations, several factors related to the COVID-19 crisis accelerated the shift from inpatient to outpatient care settings, and it could be argued, elevated the future financial fortunes of ASCs. First, the outbreak of the virus required hospitals to focus and allocate resources to treating COVID-19 patients and to simultaneously reduce services and staff in other non-essential areas to prevent the spread of the disease. However, after the initial lockdown, hospitals sought greater alignment with ASCs, as hospitals sought to lower operating costs and to relieve pressure on their facilities. hospital alignment with ASCs created a win-win opportunity for managed.